I'm with Boston United's Del Roy Schroff to Dennis Green after the 0-0 draw of Leamington. Dennis, we'll talk about today's game in a moment, but you're playing Chorley in the playoffs starting on Wednesday. How do you feel about that?
Nervous. No, it's great, isn't it? Because today had sort of like a non-competitive feel to it, you know. It was, but no, look, looking forward to it. This is what we've played all season for. And now we've got 3 days and we'll be over at Chorley. So we end up with the apparent advantage now, having the home leg, second leg. So really looking forward to it. You know, we're playing well. We've got a fit squad, I believe, and we've got every chance.
Is that how you like it? Do you think there is an advantage being at home or away last?
Well, I mean, it says that in Champions League football, doesn't it? But, you know, we're not used to this kind of football, two-legged games, so no one's really got any experience in it. We'll just go there and approach it as if it's a cup final, try not to concede a goal, and make sure we've got an advantage when we come at home.
Yeah, you're normally a very attack-minded team. On Wednesday, we try and keep it tight and make sure you've got something to, you know, maybe drawing going into the second leg?
I'm not sure we know how to do that. So, no, we'll approach it in the same manner we do all our games. We're solid as a team anyway, but we're looking to go there and win the match. Simple as that. We want to try and win that game and then finish the job off at home. So, that's what the plan is. We're going there to win on Wednesday.
As for today, did it, apart from winning the game, did it pretty much go according to plan for you?
Yeah, it was just a case of missed chances, wasn't it? I thought in the first half we could have had four. You know, Pidge had the left foot shot, he had the header that was past the post, Kane hit the post clean through one-on-one. He had another one there that they've squirmed it away, so they didn't have a sniff first half and we could have had four. The game got a little bit open second half, mainly due to the team we had, the players that hadn't played for a while were getting tired. So second half they had one or two opportunities, we still had opportunities. I mean, Zach Mills there at the end should have put it in. So I mean, we should have won the game, but we never, everything worked out how I thought it would. That, you know, I predicted Geisley would lose before the game and Chorley still had a difficult task. So as long as Geisley lost, was always going to be third or fourth. So we started third, we finished third, great achievement.
Yeah, it's quite surprising how all three teams failed to win. Didn't really see that coming. Were you keeping an eye on the Chorley and Geisley results?
Yeah, I mean, I could see it coming because all they're thinking about is getting in the playoffs. No one else could stop them getting in the playoffs. You know, if Geisley pick a full strength team, which I'm sure they didn't, they could still win and come fifth. So they would probably expect us to win. They'd expect Chorley to win. So it could have still been finishing fifth and you're risking your players. So I expected in different results because everyone would have rested players. We've rested five players today. So I'm sure if we would have played our strongest team, it would have been 0-0.
As you say, you rested five players. Were you happy with the changes you made and the players that came into the side?
Yeah, I mean, was forced with Garnes because of Molly getting cramp. And then at the end, I wanted to win the game, you know. So I got Dow and Jonah on for 20 minutes or so just to see if we could win the game. But it wasn't to be. Everyone's fit, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and crucial that Jones and Southwell didn't play too long today and they'll be fully fit for Wednesday, will they?
Yeah, the little run out would have done them good, but not exerting themselves too much, and now they'll be fired up for Wednesday. You'll see a different Boston, I hope, on Wednesday.
You picked up any injuries today? How's Jake Sheridan? He has not played for a while.
Yeah, Jake Sheridan, again, you know, he hasn't done his injury any worse, but he's got an hour under his belt, and that's the most important thing. If he can't make Wednesday and he can make Saturday, that hour would have done him good.
Ollie Price came into the side today, his first senior start. Were you pleased with what he did? He looked very calm and composed.
Yeah, a little bit worrying at times because he was passing the ball like he was playing in the youth team. But, you know, you're feeding balls into the middle of midfield and on the bumpy surface. But, no, he defended well, didn't he? He didn't look out of place, so he should be pleased with his debut.
Now, you've ended the season on 72 points, the same as what you did last year, actually, when you finished sixth. Whatever happens now, is this season, do you feel this season's been a success?
What do you think? We'll come third. You know, unbelievable for what we pay, considering the other teams this league come third. From the position we was in, is unbelievable. We're 10 games unbeaten. I think we've took 25 points out of the last 30. So we're in great shape.
Yeah, I mean, you really are. You probably would be the bookies' favourites for the playoffs, given the form that you're in.
Yeah, but we're not, are we? I think the bookies have got us at third favourites at 7-2. Farrell to be favourites, and then I think it's Chorley, then us, then Geisley. So we're third favourites, I think, at 7-2 before today. But it doesn't matter.
For a couple of great occasions to look forward to in the playoffs, well, three hopefully with the final as well. And it'll be great to see a big crowd here at York Street today. Over 2,000 here today.
Yeah, great crowd today. And I'm sure next Saturday it'll be nearer to 3,000, if not more.
We wish you well, thank you.
Thanks, mate.
What would be your message to the people of Boston come next Saturday? No matter